protest at the Republican National Convention here in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, escalated at about 2:30 p.m. local time, shortly after police raided a warehouse called the Puppet Agenda. Protesters and demonstrators claim that the only thing going on inside the warehouse was the manufacture of puppets to demonstrate the RNC. Police claim that protesters were constructing direct action civil disobedience devices and that the warehouse was being used as a headquarters to coordinate protests in the city. We made our way down to 13th and Arch Street shortly after the protests began to escalate.
From California with KBMR. Can you let our listeners know why you're doing this?
This is a civil disobedience to express our opposition to the death penalty and to the racist criminal justice system that we have right now and the prison system and police brutality. So that's kind of a laundry list, but that's why we're here.
Okay. Let me ask you, do you really think that this is going to do any good?
Well, unlike some other protests that have happened recently, this is not trying to shut down anything, but we're here to make an impact, and this isn't a long tradition of civil disobedience, so I think it's going to be effective like a lot of civil disobedience has been in the past.
Tell your people to get up now or going in.
All right?
Get up now or going in.
Has everyone heard that?
You got a warning.
Get up now.
You have to get up now or you're going in.
Okay. What's the answer? What's the answer?
Get up or you're going in.
You're going in.
So the line of protesters has stayed to the very last minute when they were threatened to be arrested. They got up and left. I think it's clear we're going to be in store for a number of these rolling protests that will be designed to press the situation to the limit and then withdraw, probably to engage in another sit-down protest again. And we're with Linda Panetta, one of the SOA protesters that was arrested here in Philadelphia on Monday. Linda, can you let our listeners know what happened?
Yeah, as many people are aware, the School of the Americas is responsible for the rape, murder, torture, and disappearance of thousands of people. And on Monday, in fact, we have three of our own SOA Watch human rights activists who are reporting to prison for nonviolent action they did at Fort Benning, Georgia. And that being also the first day of the Republican Convention, we had many people come out to partake in civil disobedience, in which eight people were involved directly. Campesinos, we had two soldiers, and we had Uncle Sam. Uncle Sam, of course, showing the complicity and the support of the School of the Americas. The soldiers then opened fire on the campesinos and putting blood all over them, and they fell as well with all this blood. The blood was all over the sidewalk. We continued to sing Nunca Mas, Never Again, and to speak out against the atrocities in Central America and South America. From that point on, we decided as a group that it was important to then bring those bodies into the middle of the street, and the soldiers then did a chalk outline around the bodies. At that point, the police moved in, surrounded everybody, and ordered the people to get off the streets. In fact, they were requesting that either I remove the people from the street or I as well will get arrested. And as I mentioned, it was an individual choice. Nobody freely got up on their own will, so the police moved in, and many went limp, were carried onto the bus. Others went on their free will. And in all, eight of those participants were arrested, and I as well was brought in as well for not removing the people. So everybody faces up from 2 to 5 charges. Court date will be September 16th.
How were you treated by the Philadelphia police?
overall, it was a wonderful opportunity to educate the police, which we did in prison. They were very receptive to what we had to say. And overall, again, especially in the roundhouse, they treated us well.
Linda Panetta, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Rolling protests began to break out across Center City. We'll let the audio speak for itself. So-called black anarchists and the clown block posse is there as well. Police are moving in, attempting to block off the protesters from marching down to Walnut Street. We're now at 16th and Walnut. Things are getting confrontational quickly here. Protesters are throwing objects at the police, and the police are backing off. This is going to turn very ugly very quickly. Somebody's going to wind up getting hurt here.
Oh, yeah.
The protesters are making obscene gestures at the police and throwing things. Things are going to get very, very ugly very quickly at the corner of 16th and Walnut here in Philadelphia. I think that was a smoke bomb.
Oh,
one of these folks. So the marchers have moved the police out of the way and continue to march down Walnut. So now there's been a change in tactics and moving down 16th Street at Walnut.
Our street! Our street! Our street! Our street!
So the strategy appears to be to push the police to the limit by marching down one street and then moving off in another direction to avoid the ultimate final confrontation. But this is going to get very, very dangerous, I think, very quickly, as protesters are beginning now to dump trash cans in the middle of the street. And the police will certainly not allow this to go on for very long, I would imagine. They're attempting to set up lines to break up the group of protesters. So the rolling protest continues to move through Philadelphia. And now, rather than
running from the police. The protesters are turning to face the police. One of the major focuses of this march, of course, is the case of Mumia Abu-Jamal, and people are carrying banners from the International Action Center, which has been at the forefront of attempting to draw more attention to the case of Abu-Jamal. Of course, Abu-Jamal is from Philadelphia, where he was convicted in the killing of Officer Daniel Faulkner. Protesters have, in essence, surrounded the police. Face to face with the police here in the streets of Philadelphia. The exact number of protesters participating in the demonstrations and the number of arrests made are somewhat in doubt at this time, but certainly dozens, if not hundreds, of people have been arrested, and police claim that there has been numerous acts of vandalism and property damage as well. Reporting from the streets of Philadelphia, the city of brotherly love, at the Republican National Convention, for the Western Slopes News Service, I'm Mike Thornton.